When this Catholic guy, Cardinal Bernardin of Chicago, died, they praised him for accepting death gracefully. Excuse me, but isn't that what you're supposed to do, accept death gracefully? What's that? You say many people don't accept death gracefully? I see. So now we're evaluating people's behavior and praising them based on what other people don't do. Wonderful. I don't think people should ever get credit for doing something they're supposed to do, even if it's rarely done by others. Condemn the ones who don't do it if you like, but don't praise the ones who do it. Only one of the two behaviors is worth commenting on, not both. You know those broken white lines that separate the lanes on a highway? Have you ever counted them? If you do, you'll find that there are 100 of them every mile. It's true. Each line is 1/100 of a mile from the next one. Count them for yourself as you track your distance on the odometer. Just count how many there are each 1/10 of a mile. There should be 10. But while you're counting, don't forget to keep an eye out for that big 18-wheeler up ahead parked sideways in the middle of the road. Hi, I'm Ferris Banderhead, another bothersome movie star who tells people to support some charity or other in order to make myself appear concerned and to increase my popularity, not to mention easing the guilt I feel for having much more than I deserve. But enough about me. April is National Hunger Month. In Beverly Hills, we're having our annual hunger banquet and gala called Hors d'oeuvres for Ethiopia. Send in your dollars today and help us feed people around the world who could certainly use a nice hors d'oeuvre. And remember, the sooner we conquer hunger, the sooner we can start working on upset stomach. Thank you. This is Ferris Banderhead reminding you to see my new spy movie, The Snotlocker Papers. I'm Dr. Mannheim of the Mannheim Rehab and Recovery Center. People ask me, how can I tell when one of my loved ones needs help with a substance abuse problem? And I say, if you see them lying in a corner, naked, in a puddle of their own filth, it may be time to think about counseling. Call Mannheim today, and we'll come over and pick them up. But before we get there, please clean up the filth. Uncle Blitzen was a troubled man. As a child, visiting backstage at a concert, he was fondled by a viola player and lived the rest of his days with an unnatural fear of stringed instruments. He was one of the 900 people present at the Jonestown Massacre, but he threw away the Kool-Aid and only pretended to be dead. When everyone stopped moving, he looted the corpses. Subsequently, he moved to Stockholm, where he became the town scumbag. Years later, he reemerged in England as a self-proclaimed bishop, roaming the Midlands with a band of rogue altar boys, administering forced communion to lapsed Catholics. He died during Hurricane Shlomo, in front of an adult sex shop, when the store's sign blew down and he was crushed to death by a giant neon dildo. Uncle Pinocchio had 23 separate and distinct personalities. Unfortunately, all of them were unpleasant. He believed that Porky Pig cartoons represented actual events, and he once stabbed his dog with a ceremonial Japanese saber in a dispute over a lamb bone. He always wore a three-piece suit. It didn't have a vest. The jacket was just torn in half. He drifted from job to job, balloon vendor, freelance daredevil, and stoop laborer among them. He finally settled in his basement, where he lost his mind trying to invent a rectal harmonica. After that, the family kept him tied to a linden tree in the backyard, where they fed him with a slingshot. After 6 years, they released him on Mussolini's birthday, whereupon he married a passive-aggressive librarian who later beat him to death with a dictionary stand. Uncle Shadrach felt he was special because one of his testicles was shaped like a Brazil nut and the other like a cashew. He loved to run up to women screaming, "You want some mixed nuts?" He told me that in his younger days he was quite a lover and once fucked a girl so hard her freckles came off. Alas, he didn't marry well. His wife, Chlorine, looked like something that might be found in the dumpster behind a cloning center. Her PMS was so bad she had a mood swing installed in her backyard. As a child, while watching a gay pride parade, she was run over by a float full of lesbians and was eventually found dead in a military barracks, having ingested a load of bad sperm. Shadrach was electrocuted by a Radio Shack pacemaker he purchased at a thrift shop. Uncle Shemp was alarmingly unexceptional. He had no detectable lifestyle, and his only accomplishment was the fact that he was a lifelong member of the general public. He started slowly, struggled hard, and eventually clawed his way to the back of the pack. Occasionally, he would show a sudden flash of mediocrity, but quickly returned to his usual pattern of complete insignificance. He was a man with no memories. He didn't have amnesia. He simply had no memories. As he put it, nothing big ever really happened. As a result, he wore a medic alert bracelet saying, "Please let me die." His only pleasure was his hobby, picking through airline wreckage looking for children's toys. He died at 75 from a head injury, suffered as the result of undue glee following a bowel movement.